The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunch.
Finish your breakfast. Daddy, you're going to be late to work, and Betsy, your school bus, will be here any minute. Now, come on, dear.
I'm not hungry, Mommy.
Well, you eat something anyhow. Daddy.
Yeah.
Look at the time, dear. You've got to put the paper down.
Yeah. They're going to rip up 6th Street again, Cecily, and make it wider. Oh, now, that's going to be a nice mess for a long time. Traffic will be worse than ever.
Yeah, I've got Betsy eating food, dear.
My stomach hurts.
Betsy.
It does. Well,
don't start that again. Your stomach is not hurt.
Yes, it does, Mommy. Really, it does.
Your stomach is not hurt. Now you finish your toast.
Yeah, what's the matter here?
Not a thing.
My stomach hurts.
What, again?
Yes.
To me, her stomach's been hurting an awful lot lately.
Yes, every morning, except on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. That hurts every time she doesn't want to do anything, and I'm not going to let her get by with it, that's all. Now, you finish your toast and go get ready for school.
I can't. I don't feel well.
Here, take your toast. You can take it in the other room and eat it while you get your snow pants and your jacket on. Maybe it won't be so hard to eat then, huh?
Go on. Do as your mommy says. Go on, hurry up.
That's a good girl. And you hurry because the school bus will be here in 5 minutes, dear, and you hurry.
What's the matter with her?
I don't know. It's been going on for some time now. Suddenly, she doesn't seem to want to go to school. Her stomach hurts, she says, every morning.
Maybe you ought to take her to a doctor.
Well, I was about to, and I realized that her stomach only hurts on school days. Or when I ask her to pick up her room or anything else she doesn't want to do, but especially every school morning.
Well, she's always liked school, I thought.
Yes, I don't know what's happened.
Why don't you ask her?
I have. I can't get anything out of her. You know how she is. And how do you reach children when they won't talk?
Well, I certainly think we ought to get to the bottom of it.
Well, I do too, but
she's obviously worrying herself to pieces over whatever it is. You know, that's how you get ulcers, you know, worrying.
Oh, honey, ulcers at her age.
Well, it would be in keeping with the times, I guess.
But I think it has something to do with a school bus.
Bus? Why do you think that?
Because when she leaves, she asks me a dozen times if I'll be standing outside when the bus brings her home in the afternoon. She makes me promise over and over that I'll be out there.
Well, have you slipped up?
No, I've been out there. She just gets off. I don't know what she's worried about. Oh, there's a bus now. I bet she's not ready. Betsy, did you get your things on, dear? Here's a bus. Betsy? Betsy, where are you?
What's the matter?
Oh, she hasn't put her things on. Here they are.
Betsy!
The bus won't wait. They're not supposed to. Betsy, go look upstairs.
Well, maybe she is sick. Tell the bus to go on.
Oh, no, she isn't sick. Never mind. Drive on.
Oh, got it.
Betsy, where are you?
What's new? How often do you greet a friend with that question? We're all interested in keeping abreast of the latest news, be it international or local in scope. And there's one sure way of getting complete news reports, accurate reports of the news as it happens. That's by listening regularly to CBS News. CBS News has some of the top reporters and news analysts in the world. Men like Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Kraus, Charles Collingwood, and Howard K. Smith. Not only are they among the best in the world, they're all over the world, ready and waiting to bring you the news in first-hand accounts from whatever point it may occur. In this country, CBS News has 12 regular correspondents and 21 more stationed abroad. In addition, it has over 400 other news contacts, with men always on the alert to bring you the latest word from all corners of our news-busy world. So when you want the latest, fullest reports on the news, get in the habit of staying with CBS Radio and CBS News.
Find her?
No, she's not upstairs anywhere. I even went up to the attic.
Well, she certainly didn't get out of the basement. We were sitting right there in the kitchen.
Betsy!
Well, she finds good places to hide. I'll say that for her. Seems to me that she's... What? Huh? What are you pointing at?
Up in the stair closet. I just heard something in there, I think.
Oh. Can't see her, huh?
Well, look way in the back, under the stairs.
Betsy?
Come on out, dear. Betsy. Mommy and Daddy know you're under that old raincoat. Now, come on out, darling.
I'll get up. Yeah, here. Hey. Peek-a-boo. Well, honey, what's the matter? Darling, come on out here. Come on.
Why, Betsy, darling. Why, honey, what's the matter with Mommy's girl?
There we are. Now, you come in. Sit down. sitting on Daddy's lap.
I want Mommy.
Oh, Lord, Mommy. Mommy's right here. Sit on Mommy's lap.
Come on. Oh, my, you're getting to be such a big girl. You're not going to be Mommy's baby much longer, are you? No, you got a hanky, Daddy.
Why, sure, I did. Yeah.
Wipe away these tears.
Save them.
Yeah, all right, I'll save these tears. Did you know we were saving all the pretty tears, Daddy? And then when we get a lot of them, we're going to have a necklace made, aren't we?
And a bracelet.
Yes, and if there's any tears left over, we'll have a bracelet made.
That one? An earring.
Yes, an earring, too. So won't that be unusual, Daddy?
Oh, well, I should say. I never heard of a necklace made of tears.
Oh, Betsy and I think of a lot of wonderful things, don't we, honey? Hmm? No. Does your tummy really hurt? Hmm? Betsy?
Yes?
Betsy, you know, last week we had a little discussion about lying. You remember? Hmm? Mommy and Daddy told you that you must always tell the truth about things. Now, we're not going to scold you if you tell us the truth. Does your tummy really hurt?
Does it, dear? Hmm? Well, now, let's drop that for a minute. Now, you tell us something else. Don't you like school?
Yes.
Don't you like your teacher?
Yes.
Oh, she loves Mrs. Gleason, don't you?
Yes.
Is there somebody in your class that's mean to you?
No.
Well, is it something about the school bus? Huh?
Is that it, darling?
Mommy and Daddy are just trying to find out what it is you're worried about, darling. We're just trying to help you.
Nobody can help me.
Oh. Why, honey?
Well, you can listen to that. Already so desperate at her age. No wonder we all grow up a mess of complexes. Why, of course we can help you, darling. That's what mommies and daddies are for.
Now, you know you tell us what the trouble is, huh? Come on.
No.
Oh, well, all right. Daddy, you drop Betsy off at school on your way downtown now.
Oh, no, Mommy, please don't make me go to school. Please, Mommy. Oh, please, Mommy.
Well, look,
please,
why do you do that to her when you see she's up?
Just a minute, please, Betsy. Now, I want you to stop, Betsy. You do not have to go to school today if you will tell Mommy this instant what the trouble is.
How can you be so cross with her?
For the same reason you slap hysterical people. Now, there's such a thing as too much sympathy. Now, you listen to me, Betsy. Mommy will do anything for you, anything. But all little girls and boys have to go to school. Now, this is only the first grade. You have 10 more years ahead of you.
10? Yes. Are you counting? 11.
Oh, well, yes, 11.
You and your arithmetic.
Well, anyhow.
And even 4 more years if you go to college.
Well, she's going to college if she wants to.
I don't want.
Well, you will when the time comes.
No, I won't.
Oh, you will when all your friends start going away.
No.
Look, she's 6 and a half. We don't have to decide now whether she's going to college or not. Let's get back to the subject at
home. Jessie, now you answer Mommy truthfully. Don't you like school?
Yes, I like school, and I'll go to school if you'll come and take me home in the afternoon.
Well, Mommy can't do that. You're supposed to come home on the bus.
No, please, Mommy. Oh, please don't make me come home on the bus. Why?
Why, Betsy, honey? Huh?
You ride to school in the morning on the bus. Why don't you want to ride it in the afternoon, darling?
You don't.
Oh,
honey. Even a district attorney couldn't get much out of her.
Now, why? Why, Betsy, don't you want to ride home on the bus?
He doesn't stop in front of my house.
Why, of course he stops in front of the house here.
Not always. Oh,
twice, dear, that happened.
What happened?
The regular bus driver was sick and there was a substitute and he didn't know all the children's houses and so he drove past. And that Betsy off in the next block.
I had to walk home.
Whoa. One block? Is that so awful?
Yes.
Boy, I tell you, the kids are so pampered these days. Look, years ago, children walked miles to school in rain and blizzards. Now they get driven to school. Teachers are not allowed to punish them. Nobody can offend today's child.
Oh, you calm down.
Well,
calm
it's
down,
true.
Down.
Look at her sitting there. She's complaining because she had to walk one block out of her way.
Well, I don't think it's bad at all. Is it, Betsy?
I don't know what Daddy's saying.
No, it's just as well. Now you tell Mommy why you don't want to walk that one block.
Because I have to cross the street, and he told me I wasn't supposed to cross the street alone down there.
There, you see? Well, that's a good girl, but you stop worrying about it. We wouldn't scold you for that when it was the bus driver's mistake, darling.
Well, why did the bus driver make the mistake? When they have substitute drivers, why don't you go up and tell them where your house is?
Because Diane Smith is supposed to tell him. She's Mrs. Gray.
Well, all right. Why didn't Diane Smith tell the driver?
She talks to a friend and forgets to tell the driver where I live.
Well, for some reason, can't you get up and tell him yourself?
We're not supposed to get out of our seats in the bus. We're supposed to stay in our seats.
Well, can't you call out to him? Can't you say, Mr. So-and-so, that's my house?
I don't know his name, Daddy.
Well, all right, darling, so you don't speak to him by name. Can't you still call out, please drop me here, this is my house?
No.
Well, why not, darling?
Because
why, honey?
Because everybody laughs at me.
Oh, honey, now, darling.
Why should the other kids laugh at you for that?
Well, they do.
Oh,
here, my goodness.
Well, I don't understand why.
Now, look here. If the bus goes past the house, you can always get off at Mary Lou's, and I'd come get you.
I can.
Why?
Because you can't get off at somebody else's house without a note to the bus driver.
Oh, that's right.
What is it? Well, that's right.
They're not allowed to get off anywhere else. I mean, if she was going to get off at Mary Lou's house to play, I'd have to send a note with her in the morning to give to the bus driver so he knows it's all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And don't you see? If he doesn't let me off at home, I can't get off anywhere else.
Go on, dear. If he doesn't let you off at home and you can't get off anywhere else, huh?
Then I'd just be on the bus all night long, running and running around all alone.
Oh, my goodness, darling. Why, of course you wouldn't. Why, you wouldn't be on the bus all night long, dear?
Why, the bus driver would bring you home,
Monty.
Oh,
poor baby, is that what you've been worried about, honey?
Sweetheart, you stop crying, baby.
Stop worrying about it, will you? Mommy's going to make everything all right.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to call the school and talk to the principal. Now, you just wait and see. Everything's going to be all right.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The station you're listening to now, and many others like it, have joined together with CBS Radio to bring you the best in entertainment on either coast. Robert Q. Lewis, for example, carries on hilariously in New York. Rusty Draper sings his songs in Hollywood. Yet on CBS Radio, they're only moments apart. Best of all, you can put CBS Radio in any room, in your car, or even in your pocket. The smallest transistor radio is all you need to keep worlds of news and entertainment at hand. Worlds with CBS Radio, but vast network facilities put at your disposal every day.
Yes, Miss Banks. Well, I wouldn't have bothered you, but I just... Yes, I know. Well, that's very nice of you, and I'll tell Betsy. Thank you very much, Miss Banks. Goodbye. Betsy!
Yeah, we're coming. Betsy wanted to go up and wash her eyes, so it wouldn't look as though she'd been crying.
Oh,
are my eyes red, Mommy?
No, they're fine. They look very pretty. I talked to Miss Banks, and she's going to talk to that fifth grader, Diane Smith, and make sure that after this, Diane always tells the bus driver to stop here at your house. And Miss Banks said she understood, and she was sorry you've been so worried because the bus driver will always bring you home. Now, you feel better?
Hmm? Yes, thank you, Mommy.
Now, Daddy will drop you off at school to get your things on. You won't be late if you hurry. Now, go get your overshoes on, dear. They're out there.
That poor kid. Can you imagine her thinking she'd be riding around alone on that school bus all night long?
Dear.
Just because she couldn't get off?
Dear. Suffer so from imagination at this age, don't they? Come on. Betsy, can Mommy help you, dear?
Mommy, would you stand outside and have the session just in case?
Yes, I will. Just one more time, Mom will be waiting in the doorway here. So you can see me just to show you that he will stop here.
Thank you, Mommy.
Sure. Now, you see, when you tell us your problems, you see your parents can help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess parents do come in handy.
Why, sure we do. We do come in handy.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Francie Myers as Betsy. It is produced by Walter Hart. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.